Hello, Sendai! 外国語情報番組、多言語放送局の時間です。この番組は、仙台韓国国際協会、センピアが英語、中国語、韓国語、優しい日本語の4言語で毎月トピックを変えて情報をお伝えしています。今日の担当は、カナダ出身のテシアと
アイルランド出身のイーライです。
今月のテーマは、仙台のお祭りです。今日は英語でお送りいたします。Hello and welcome to Hello Sendai. Every month, we broadcast seasonal topics and information to you from Sentia in English, Chinese, Korean, and Easy Japanese. My name is Tesha and I'm from Canada.
My name is Eli and I'm from Ireland.
Our topic for today is festivals in Sendai. So July has arrived in a blink of an eye, and you can really start to feel the summer heat even here in Tohoku.Despite the growing temperature, the months of July and August is when a lot of festivals in Japan tend to take place. For instance, here in Sendai, the annual Tanabata Festival takes place across a period of 3 days, from August 6th to August 8th. Today, we'll be talking a little bit about festivals in Japan and how they compare to celebrations in our home countries. Well, Tanabata has yet to come, but May and June, we have had Aoba Matsuri, which happens every year, and also quite a special matsuri called Kizuna Matsuri, a regional festival that occurs in the 6 prefectures of Tohoku to commemorate the souls of the people who passed away in the Great East Japan Earthquake in 2011. So it's actually a rotating festival, and each year the festival goes to a different prefecture. So the last time that Sendai has had the Kizuna Matsuri held here before this year was actually 7 years ago. So it's quite a special occasion. Eli and I went to both Aoba Matsuri and Kizuna Matsuri, so I think we can probably talk a little bit about that. You know, you went to Aoba Matsuri and you participated in it actually, right?
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So working with Sentia, I was lucky enough to have the opportunity to help pull the Yamaboku, they're called. So basically the big float. Sentia basically recruits every year people to pull the one for the city, so I got to pull it with the mayor on top, and I do my best not to somehow, you know, cause injury to our city's representative, which we succeeded in at the end, so it went well. Yeah, it was tough. It was fairly grueling.
It was very long too, because the entire parade was like close to being 3 hours, if I remember correctly, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's all a blur to me now. It's a really long road, but it's very slightly uphill.
Oh.
But it's, and like if you're walking, you wouldn't feel the uphill,
yeah,
but when
yeah.
you're pulling a gigantic multi-ton structure, it really, you know, any slight upwards bump, you really feel it. So, you know, you'd be pulling as hard as you can, it just doesn't budge. So, I got like about a month's worth of exercise in about a day, I'd say. So, I know, it was good though, it was fun. You know, I got to meet a lot of people doing it as well, because the fire department is involved with organizing as well, so
right.
I got to meet some people from like kind of different departments and different places as well, so we had a nice kind of utsuyage kai at the end as well, so we all kind
nice.
Of got together, you know, imbibed alcohol and reminisced over our pain. So it was good, yeah.
So would you say it's like a once in a lifetime experience, or is it something that you'll like to do every single year?
I think I give it a go again. I will do some light training beforehand, I think, next time. Yeah, no, it was fun. It was really, really, really good. I would definitely recommend any foreigners in, you know, Japan while they're here, you know. If you go to like your local, like Chonai Kai or neighborhood association stuff, a lot of times they're involved with festivals. So if you can kind of get involved with like the local community when they're organizing it, it's a really good way to meet people and feel like you're really a part of the whole experience. It's really nice.
Not every festival has Yamaboko, but most of them would have an Omikoshi, because shrines are involved. So Omikoshi is basically like a portable temple that a bunch of people just kind of like, you know, bring from the shrine down to like the city and do a loop and then go back to a shrine. So if your local festival is perhaps a little bit too small for Yamabokos, maybe try seeing if any of your local temples or shrines have a omikoshi experience that you can participate in, because those are also very special. It's something that you only really find in Japan. So yeah, I would also recommend checking that out.
That actually, that reminds me, I had a friend who's, he's an American fella, but he's very, very tall.
Right.
So he got asked to do the omikoshi one year.
Yeah.
But because of his height, he of course set the whole thing off that angle when he was carrying it.
Yeah.
So he had to basically crouch down on his knees and walk for like several miles. And he said at the end of it, they told him not to come back next year.
Oh, that's so a shame.
Maybe if you're extremely tall, you might have to find a different way to
Or you can be one of the flag bearers that walk in front of the omikoshi. That's also an option.
Yeah. Have you gotten involved yourself in the actual parade part? Because this year you came as a spectator, but...
Yeah. So, well, I didn't participate in Yamaboko pulling because my shoulder was a little screwed up and I didn't want to further my injury, so that was a no-go. But yeah, so this year, it's the first year after the COVID-19 pandemic when they have opened the Suzume Odori, which is a dance that they do during the Aoba Festival, to just everyone. So at the end of the parade, they take away the barriers and you can join the dancers in the street. And so I did the dancing part on the on Saturday evening because everyone was like a little drunk. Everyone's having fun.
Yeah.
It's really fun and we kind of like just dance around Jozenji Dori for 10-ish minutes.
Okay.
So yeah, that was like very interesting. But you know, just being able to enjoy myself like that, I think it was very nice. The atmosphere of the festival, I think it's something that I really do enjoy. It's something that's very special in my opinion.
So did it feel a lot different this year compared to like last year because of the COVID and...
Yeah, so there's definitely more people, first of all, and there are more different types of performances in comparison to last year. Since social distancing is not really a thing anymore, more people, like they allow more people to be in one spot, so it definitely felt a lot more crowded, I think.
Yeah, and is that a good thing or a bad thing, you think, when it comes to festivals?
It's a bit of both. I mean, I like one part of the charm of the festival is, you know, the crowd. Yeah, because without the crowd, you won't really get the full experience, I feel But also, the more people there are, the more likely you are to bump into someone who's like not very nice, or they're having like a bad day, or they're just like grumpy in general.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a bit of both, I would say.
There's definitely, I think the atmosphere definitely comes along with the crowd, but no, you're right, there can be people that are quite pushy, that can be, you know, it can just be a bit chaotic, you know, and especially on like a hot day, because a lot of these festivals, they run during the summer, so it's really, really warm, plus you're packed like sardines, so even just like trying to keep yourself, you know,
not overwhelmed.
Exactly, yeah, is a chore itself.
In the case of Sendai, I'm not quite sure about other cities, but some public spaces such as libraries, they actually offer the remote viewing. So they'll have a screen set up of, let's say, the main stage that's happening in another location. And instead of being in the crowd at the main stage where it's really hot, you can be in an air-conditioned room and watch through a screen. So if you perhaps don't have like mobility issues, or if you just do not want to be in a really crowded environment, that would be a good option. So in Sendai, they usually do it at like Mediatek. So would you say that Aoba Matsuri is the most memorable festival that you have been to so far?
It's hard to choose. Like I haven't been to a lot, unfortunately. Right. I was really excited actually this year to kind of get my first, you know, proper festival experience.
Yep.
In terms of festivals in Japan I've been to Aoba Matsuri, I've been to the Kizuna Tohoku Matsuri, and then I did go to Tanabata as well, because that happens just when I came.
Oh right, yeah. That's a very first festival.
Actually that would have been my very first festival, Tanabata. I thought Tanabata was quite interesting. It's very chill. It's very, there's, of course, the night before they have the big fireworks show, and that gets really crowded and it's intense. But the actual like festival period, like the main attraction isn't really a parade or, you know, everyone kind of crowding around. It's the ornaments they put up along the city. So you can kind of really like take your time with them, because you have a whole kind of week to see them, or a few days at least. You can kind of, you know, go around and see them. They're like really pretty when they flutter in the wind. I thought it was really calming. It was really nice.
I also really enjoyed the part of how, you know, it's not just any random decorations that you buy from a factory, but instead it's a kind of like a collaboration project actually. So different stores along the shopping arcade can apply to participate in Tanabata, and they'll have to handmade all the decorations. So each decoration is a little special. For example, there's this one store that sells cat merchandise, and they have cat head shaped decorations with really cute like little cat faces on it, and that was very enjoyable. So yeah, it's just very quirky, and I definitely think it's very, very special in comparison to maybe other more like generic type festival.
But yeah, it's very cool.
Definitely. You said earlier on that you went to St. Patrick's Day in March of this year?
Yes, on March 17th.
Right, and so how does the Tokyo St. Patrick's Day celebration compare to the ones in Ireland?
If any Irish people are listening to this, they're gonna hate me, but I had a lot more fun in Tokyo than I ever had in St. Patrick's Day in Ireland.
Oh my.
How fun? It was so much fun. It was really, really fun.
Yeah.
For people that don't know about St. Patrick's Day, basically it's kind of like the Irish festival. Right. So every year on March the 17th, kind of like an Albemarle city in a certain way, we kind of celebrate the death of our kind of most iconic historical figure, which is St. Patrick. And it's kind of celebrated all in Ireland and also in America, and places with lots of Irish immigration as well. So it's quite a worldwide festival in that regard, but basically people out there all wear green, and a lot of the kind of community organizations like sports teams and stuff will go into the parade, and they'll have people dressed up as St. Patrick and all this kind of stuff. And there's also Irish traditional music is also usually, and drinking, lots of drinking is the stereotype that goes along with the festival. But yeah, because it's kind of like a whole country thing in Ireland, I think everyone goes out for it. So if you're trying to get into pubs for drinks with your friends, if you're trying to just get through town or look at the parade, it's so jam-packed, it's so crowded. If you're trying to like go listen to music, you can't really get into a pub to actually hear any music and stuff. But I think Tokyo, I guess anyone that decides to get involved with the parade in Japan for St. Patrick's Day is probably pretty passionate about it to begin with. So people like put a lot of effort into it, like the costumes and the performances as well, and Japan has a really good Irish traditional music scene as well, so there's also like live music that was really, really good quality. I don't know, it was just really good fun. The emphasis on drinking was also less, which I liked, because I'm not a huge drinker as well. It was a good time.
Any of you out there listening to this program, maybe next year in March, consider going to the Tokyo St. Patrick's Day parade. I think it'll be an interesting experience. I mentioned at the beginning that festivals in Japan usually takes place in the summer, which means it's very, very extremely, extremely hot.
Yes.
And so it's very important to take proper measures to prevent heat stroke and or sunburn. Is there any specific products that you use to prevent heat stroke, or just like to protect yourself from the summer heat?
So I've bought before like those, you know, those sunscreen spray type things, and I have used them. And they do work pretty well in Japan. They are a bit expensive, is the only thing I've noticed.
Yeah, and also in Japan it's very common to find people walking around with a mini fan on them. Those can also be purchased for pretty cheap, so let's say if you are planning to go to a festival, perhaps buy one of those so that, you know, there's wind blowing towards your face and you're less likely to get a heat stroke or like collapse on the street. So I think that will also be something that's worth investing in. So personally, my recommended products would be cooling sprays, where you can find in places like convenience stores, and also of course Don Quixote. Spray it on your clothes and it'll keep you cool for 3 to 4 hours. Yeah, but it's actually very nice, like it stops you from sweating buckets, which I do appreciate, especially in the morning when I'm trying to get to work on foot. So also sun umbrellas are also very popular in Japan. But yeah, just the sun in Japan is brutal, so just make sure to stay safe. Lastly, we have an announcement from Sentia. Have you ever heard of the Interpretation Support Hotline? It is a service operated by the Sendai Multicultural Center, where multilingual consultations and over-the-phone interpretation is available. The service itself is free, aside from the telephone charges that result from the call. If you have difficulties communicating at places such as at the ward office, our staff and volunteer can interpret for you via a three-way phone call. This service is available from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. every day. If there's anything that you need help with, please call 022-224-1919. That is 022-224-1919. And that's it for our program today. See you again soon. Bye!